just want to start over.
Okay.
Start over.
So last week we spoke about a little bit Sakaras Nefashis. And Hatzalah, because we have some members here that are going to be joining Hatzalah, assuming they pass. And then we said this big chiddush about putting out a fire, that putting out a fire is not considered, if you're just putting it out to just get the fire out, it's not considered a melacha shetzrich legufa. Right? It's called a melacha shetzrich legufa, because putting out a fire, generally the melacha that you put out a fire for is to keep the ashes. But here you're just putting it out because you want the fire out, so that's called considered melacha shetzrich legufa, which is still aser midrabanan. But when you have a choice to either put out the fire or to carry the kids out through a shusharabim, so then it's better to put out the fire according to many paiskim, because many paiskim hold that even in our times we still have what's considered a shusharabim, and that's why it's so you don't want to get into a shayla with a raisa. And as Ramesh said, that we paskin that the chuya shabbos eitzel sakon sefashis. It's not hutra, it's the chuya. So therefore, you always try to minimize the chil shabbos. So if you have a choice to do nisid rabbanon, nisid raisa, it's better to do nisid rabbanon. And the Maaseh Meshabura brings at the end that there is a shita chayadam who says that it's better to take the kids out to Rosh Hashanah, because he holds that there is no such thing as Rosh Hashanah as Zman Hazeh, and that's why it's better to take the kids out than to put the fire out. And then we spoke about this whole shailavay, this whole Mechaber and Siv Beis, about if there's a whole bunch of people in one chatzar, and then one guy leaves and goes into the other chatzar, and there was originally 9 Goyim and 1 Yid, so then we got to this whole shailavay of whether you go Basar Raiv or not, and we came with this big chiddush that even though normally, in a case where you would say, Kol de Parish Meruba Parish, still, by Sakaras Nefashis, we do not say Kol de Parish Meruba Parish, in one case, where we generally do, but there is a case where he says at the end, where if everybody scatters from the chatzar, and then one guy ends up in a different place, which the house falls down, and you're not sure if it's Yid or Goy, in that case, you would say Kol de Parish Meruba Parish, and you would not be able to be Mechal Shabbos to save him. Okay? What? Right, so I mean, really, it's right, so we explained last week that really it's not a svara, it's not the general svara of Kol Kavua.
Right,
here we're making a big chiddush, making a big stretch that since it's Sakaras Nefashis, and there is some sort of kfias here, so we'll latch on to that din of Kol Kavua Kamechsa Mechsadami. Which is interesting, because he says, he starts off his akdama saying we don't go Basar Raiv. And then he brings this case and he says the reason of Kol Kavua, it's Kol Kavua, there's no Raiv, right? It's Mechsa Mechsa. But still, for some reason, it's not so pasha just to say you don't go bust a rive. You have to have some sort of svara to say that maybe really there's not a rive here. Really, it's there's a kavua, a kvias, and then once there's a kvias, then you can latch on to that din of kol kavua, even though generally we would not say kol kavua in that case. But here, because of the kula of Shabbos, we'll even stretch it to say that it's considered kol kavua, kamechsa mechsadami. Okay, and then we saw Ramesha. And Ramesha was talking about whether you want Mechal Shabbos for a guy. And there's a big chiddush because Tosfos says that even when there's Eva, even if there's Eva, Tosfos says you're not allowed to be Eva Yisuri Daraisa. Only Yisuri Darabana. But otherwise, you cannot be Eva Yisuri Daraisa, you can never be Eva. And the Shabruah brings this in Shin Lamin, and the Shabruah says that he sees that many doctors don't listen to this, and it's mamish like the Mechal Shabbos b'mezid, and he doesn't understand, and Hashem Yishmerenu. And Ramesha, we saw the places of Ramesha a little bit, that he said that he has a pella on the Chavetz Chaim, that Vada Bezman HaZed is such an Eva, it's such a Sakana, that the guy's going to go after his family, and his family's going to go after the doctor, and it's going to be terrible for the Yidden, and it's a whole Sakana, as Ramesha says, and he doesn't just say, like, it's only a Svara. And he says that it's such a stark Svara that he has a pella on the Chavetz Chaim, who's really Gebait HaMataisis. So, I mean, it's unbelievable. Ramesha was makel that if a guy, at least in two situations where a guy knocks on the doctor's house and he says, you know, come save me, is it Sakaras Nefashis? Or if the doctor's in the hospital, then he should be saving also guy. So, that was Ramesha last week. Okay, so now, we know
right,
that last...
They're each right for Dover.
Oh, very nice. So, they're very close. Anyway, so...
They were 100 years apart.
So we know that Shlomo put on his application that the reason why he wants to be a Hatzalah member is because he wants to carry a radio on Shabbos.
I wrote that.
So now we'll see if there's a heter to carry a radio on Shabbos if you're Barnabas Zella.
They're better realize I'm dropping out.
And what the heter is and how far does it go. And this is a Mefurish HaTshuvah from Rabbi Yishai. So before that, it's important to see this Gemara, which it's Gemara in Shabbos. Everybody's going to be very busy with this Gemara. So the Gemara is talking about what a person is allowed to go out with on Shabbos. Meaning you're allowed to wear, right? You're allowed to wear clothing when you go out on Shabbos, obviously. So certain things are you allowed to wear, or an Isha is allowed to wear. This is in the Perek of the Ma'isha. What you're allowed to wear when you go out, that's not considered caring. Like if you walk out with your entire closet on you, is that, and you know that your reason why you're doing it is because you want to go to shul and give somebody clothing or whatever it is. So are you allowed to? What are you allowed to wear, and those type of shilas? So the Mishnah says like this: Lo yetze ha'ish, loy b'sayif v'loy b'keshes v'loy b'tris. A person, a man, is not allowed to go out with his knife, right, with his sword, or with his bow and arrow, or his tris, or his shield, these type of weapons. A person, a man, is not allowed to go out with these weapons on Shabbos. V'myatza chayv chatas. Rabbi Elazar Aymer, tachshitin hay. No, Rabbi Elazar says they're allowed to go out with that because they're considered tachshitin. They're like jewelry. Jewelry for a man is like showing his big bow and arrow that he's carrying around. That's his tachshit. V'chachamim Aymerim, no, chachamim chayolik says, Einon ela l'ganai. It's a ganai. It's a ganai to have these, to walk out with these things. Okay. So
who says what?
The Rabbi Lezer says that it's a takshit.
Rabbi Lezer and who?
And the Chachamim are chaylik. The Chachamim say that no, it's a gnai. It's a gnai for a person to walk around with a bow and arrow or a sword, or yeah. So
both of these statements or shitas said in the same country and in the same year.
I imagine that they're.
I mean, if there'd be arguments, probably
imagine they talk about the same things.
Okay.
So now the Gemara says like this. Now here's the Gemara.
Probably more common to carry around.
Probably, yeah. I mean, like Eretz Yisrael, you know. So anyway, okay. So let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar Aymer, Tachshitin Hein Loi, the Tachshitin, Tanya Amar Loi Rabbi Elazar. So they said to Rabbi Elazar, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Elazar, V'chim Yachet the Tachshitin Hein Loi, V'mnei Mahim B'Teilin Ma'aseh Mashiach. Why are they bottle in Ma'aseh Mashiach? Well, we know the weapons are going to be bottle in Ma'aseh Mashiach. So if they're Tachshitin. If they're jewelry, so then why are people going to walk around with them in Yemaisa Mashiach just for jewelry? So I'm a lahan lefisha ain't tzrichin because you don't need them. So the Rabbi Elazar said because they're not going to need them. So the only reason why they're tachshitin is because bizman hazeh you need them. But. But Yemaisa Mashiach, when they're not going to be needed, so then if they're not needed, so then there's no, it's not considered, it loses its shame, tachshit. Shanema, what does the pasuk say? How do you know that Yemaisa Mashiach is going to be bottle? It says, La Yisa Goy Al Goy Cherev.
It's a song.
Right. So Frak the Gemara, V'tahavi L'noi Ba'alma. Okay, so you're not going to need them, but they should still beautify the person. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says, "Midi dahava ashag betira." It's like having a candle. It's like having a candle when it's light outside. Do you need a candle when it's light outside? So this is, it's not lenoy, it's not nothing. If it's light outside, then you should be walking around with a candle. It's the same thing. It's not a noy if there's never a need for these weapons. It's not a noy to walk around with them. So the Gemara says, "Oplig the Shmuel," but this is, you have to understand that this is machlekes on Shmuel. The Amr Shmuel ain't bein oilam azeh lemaisa mashiach al shibud galis b'vat. There's no difference between oilam azeh just shibud galis. Meaning yidden are going to be in power. V'ikas amuskas kibah v'ikad amri. Some say Amr loy l'Rabbi Lazar that they said to Rabbi Lazar v'chim yachad etachshitin hein loyim neimahim betein lemaisa mashiach. So this is another way to learn the Gemara. And it's important because Ramesh is going to be busy with this. That's why I'm taking you through this. So he says that if they're this is another way to learn the Gemara that they ask the Rabbi Lezer, if they're tachshitim, why are they going to be batal in Maisa Mashiach? I'm lehen afli Maisa Mashiach ani betalim. Hainu de Shmuel. No, he right away. Rabbi Lezer answers that no, I'm going like Shmuel that says that they're not going to be batal.
And the first sad was
that
no use for it.
There's going to be no use for it, right?
Second one is it's not going to be batal.
Why are we handling Maisa Mashiach?
He's saying that if they're tachshitim, so then why are they going to be baltal? You should still wear them. His whole svar is that they're tachshitim. They're tachshitim, so then wear them in Maisa Mashiach comes also. That's the kasha.
Who said that Maisa Mashiach it's not going to be?
So they're naming on that it's pasha that they're not like Yisra Goyal Goy, Chayr. So they're not going to be. Okay, so this is the other Yikita Hamri. Okay, and then the Gemara says, what's the reason of Rabbi Lezer that he says it to Tachshitim? Because he brings from a pasuk. The pasuk says, Chabor, Chagor, Charbacha, Al Yerech, Gibor, Hoidcha, Vahadarecha. Right? Strap on your sword, you Gibor, which is your beautifying thing, right? Hoidcha, Vahadarecha. So you see that that's talking about his weapons, that a Gibor's weapons is what beautifies him. So just interesting, just to see how the Gemara answers. Some of kind of Loimar Breder of Huna, Habi Divrei Torah Ksiv. No, that's not talking about actual weapons. That's talking about Divrei Torah. Amalei says no. Ein Mikra Yotzim Deipshuta. The Ma'aseh of the Pasuk is saying what it is. So even though yeah, it's very nice to say oh, no, that's really talking about Torah, but still the Pasuk Pshat is that it's for a Gibor, for a strong person, him walking around with a nice big. So then it's a thing. Okay. So now let's go to Ramesh. So, since Semen Pei Aleph, Arachaim.
What if you only have a small one?
Bedaver, so let's see. Bedaver ha'oiskin bin yonei hatzala.
Yeah.
Hatzala.
Shehu inyin godol. Shal pekuach nefashis barim gedailis. Right, some people say, what do you need hatzala for? Have betachet. Right, have a munah. If you don't have a hatzala, so then who says we're going to need hatzala?
If he starts with that, there's no way in the world he says...
So Ramesh is right away, he says, no, this is an inyan gadol, shapikuch nefashis ba'arim gedailois ki New York, Brooklyn, uchedayme, shaloyv shena b'gdei machsher kesher. They put on this radio, right? Radio, caught them. Shabazer shemeh amashem etzavno, I say my mishra. So from here you hear what the office is telling you to do, right? Shal chavar satzala, le'ezem akum shetzarach le'elech la'hatzal, kedei sheyuchel tekev, b'loy shum shihus. So this Indian of walking around with this radio that you have to hear what the office is telling you where to go, or that you won't have to wait even a second, that was asked from your friend, Rav Zev Shmuel Yaakov Feierstein, Shlita. His shayla was if you're allowed to go out. Now what's the alternative? What are you supposed to do? If you're going to leave it at home, and then you're going to go to shul, so then you're not going to hear what's going on. So he says, no, what about Pasha Eitza? Just stay home. You're on a tzala. From now on, you stay home on Shabbos, or you'll have your shifts. Yeah. Each guy stays home on Shabbos in this neighborhood, and then when you hear it, so then finish. So you don't have to go. So he says, "What was the shaila? So why is that a pasha eitza?" He says, "Because shehu davar kasha ma'oid lefnei chaver tzala shabu yoyim haShabbos lo yotze kol yoyim mebayis." So hard. You're gonna sit next to your radio the entire Shabbos. I mean, come on. If you do this, a lot of people are not going to be signing up for hatzala. The whole reason why people sign up for hatzala is so that they can walk around with the radio. If you're going to make them stay at home with their radio, then the whole point is out. They're not going to stay. You're not going to do it. Okay, so Ramosh already hopped on to Shlomo.
Well, Hashem has a head there.
Okay, so now he's gonna take us through this Gemara a little bit because he's going to try to shtel tzu walking around with the radio to these type of things, to the Gemara.
I'm just saying, is this anything to do with walking around with like, your house key on your tie? If there's no air?
No.
No, nothing, okay.
This is what we just said that before. La yetze ha'ish loy b'sayif loy b'keshes b'shabbos daf samach gimel amad aleph that I just read to you. Tanan shami learned over there ha'tam shapligi al Rebbe Lezer. The reason why they're chaylak and Rebbe Lezer, the reason why the chachamim are arguing on Rebbe Lezer, shesoyvi the next v'lo tachshitin. But so according to the chachamim, it sounds like you're not allowed to walk around with your knife, with your sword or bow and arrow or gun or whatever it is. You're not allowed to walk around on Shabbos because it's the Ganai. So what's the reason? We see that even these things that are not, they're not clothes, they're not, you know, like a watch, Shemi Yafin is Adam, Shainam is Zav and Kesef, they're not made from, you know, Zav and Kesef. El Miminim Shaini Yafin Klaal, Kabarz of Eitim, it's like metal and wood. So Nasa Bechashivis Tachshitin, still, Rabbi Elazar holds that it's considered Tachshitin. Meyacha Dezem Marach Hashivis Adam. Because since it shows that you're a chash of a person, that's called Tachshitin. Shu Gibor. Shu chash of Alma, he's chash of. They need this security guard to save them. Kishabayim Akim Agaisis, Ari Yisrael. So they need this guy, right? Remember that guy, Eretz Yisrael. We always, you know, these people walk around with their.
The macho.
Yeah. The and you're like, you know. The
vest,
the bullets. The bullets, and at least
he's talking vest. About somebody that we saw in the Vea Liza. This guy, they call him Rambo in Shul.
He walks which around with like, he is ready for like.
He's ready for battle.
He's got like he's got grenades. He's got like.
A belt, a bat belt. I mean, this guy.
I thought you were talking about the Men in Black.
Right.
Oh, no. I got to take out the Men in Black so fast. They wouldn't know what happened.
Okay, so.
Some guy from Shul?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's prepared.
Oh, yeah. He goes to Davin like that. He goes to Davin like, yeah. Mamish, like, yeah. Ready for World War III. And the guy's ready.
Sniper rifle, grenades.
But anyway, I mean, the guy, but also, the guy is, like, the guy's ripped, right? He's like, sixth or whatever. So, like, for where a tough guy like that, it's a...
Nevelija.
It's a tachshit.
How do you know?
It's in the West Bank.
Oh, that's where you're... Oh, okay, that's where your hand lives, whatever.
Okay, so how does he know this from? V'lomen Rebbe Lezer Zemikro Dechsev Chabro Charbo Chal Yerech Gibo Shamasik Takro Hoidcha V'adorcha. That's the reason why it's a hoyt chavadoch, because you're a gibor, to show you that you're a gibor. The humishum de bezen near a gibor, by putting on these, wearing your gun is a gibor. The chashivas umayla afshal b'shas mochama, even if it's not b'shas mochama, you make a certain statement about yourself. Look, I have a gun. I'm a strong guy. I'm a tough guy. V'ine pligi sham emayroy libid Rebbe Lezer maheshiv l'rabbanon. So there's a machlokes over there. What Rebbe Lezer answered to the rabbanon? Right, we just learned this. Right, the Gemara. The reason I'm going through it, we fast. We did this already. Why was it bought to the Mois Mashiach? Because you don't need it in the Mois Mashiach. So the Gemara asked on that. It should still be a noy. And Abai answered. Because it's the same thing as having a candle when it's light outside. Uli Ikadami Heshiv. And the Ikadami answered, Afli Mais Mashiach in the Talmud. The Ikadami said, no, Mais Mashiach is not going to be bottled either, Kishmo. Damar, Shmo says, Ebe and Alam Zelam Mais Mashiach, Lashiba Goyas Bovad. So now, comes Ramayashi, he says, Lachayra Tamua. Well, I don't understand this second side. What's the Ikedamri? That according to Shmuel, it's fine. We're still going to need our weapons. Bizmana Yimaisa Mashiach. Because ain't bein Eilam Azeh the Maisa Mashiach. Halashiba Goyas Bavat. Hakopan. It's a fact of the Maisa. According to Shmuel, Hakopanim. Gam Shmuel Maidad Al Yisrael La Yavai. Shum Goyla Mochama. Even if you say that there's still going to be. No one's going to come fight with Yisrael.
What did Shmuel say again?
Shmuel says that. No, there's still going to be weapons because Ein Bein Eilam Azel Emaisa Mashiach Elashivad Galias Bavad. Meaning, right. The Israel is going to be in power, so we're going to be in power, but the people can still start up with us. Right. That's the Pashtas. So Zok Demayish, no, that's not that. Even though that might be the Pashtas, it's not true. No one's going to start up with Yisrael with Zman Mashiach. By the way, I also wanted to preface that the reason also why we're learning this is because you know with the election coming up, it must be Emaisa Mashiach soon. So you know we should learn about Emaisa Mashiach. Okay.
Amen.
The Cubs
so,
World Series and Donald Trump the president.
So, okay, so he says, Gashmoid the Yisrael Yavai, Shum Goy, no guy's gonna come start up with Yisrael. The Hamer should be Maisa Mashiach, La Yeshi with Golias. We're not gonna be Mishabin. Shadaychik Loimar. So he says, now, it's a daychik to say that what does Shmuel mean? The Kavan Shmuel, Shayyil Muhammad's Gamma Yisrael. So maybe Shmuel means like this. Yeah, there'll be Shibud Goy, meaning Yisrael's going to be in power, but people will still start up with us. That's a daichik to say. And if that happens, what's going to happen? V'yilchame ha-gibayrim b'kli zayin. And then our gibayrim, our strong, right, Israeli army, is going to go fight them and destroy them. That's a daichik. Avalayim v'shem v'chol 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 v'chol. Don't say that Shmuel is saying that, oh, we're going to need the Kli Zion, we're going to need the weapons, Because the Maisa Goyim are not going to get the point that we're in charge, and they're going to still start up with us, and we're just going to destroy them. So we're still going to need weapons to destroy them. Zakta Moshe, that's a daitik. Why? This is a mefurish gemara in Erevin, daf mem gimel amad beis, that's talking about Yemaisa Mashiach. And he just jumps to the end, but I just want to tell you what the gemara is talking about there is, the gemara is saying that Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to come on Erev Shabbos. Why is Eliyahu HaNavi not going to come on Erev Shabbos? The Gemara says because it's too much of a tircha. We're going to be busy getting ready for Shabbos, and then we're going to all of a sudden Eliyahu is coming. We have to go greet Eliyahu, so we're going to be torn between our, you know, cleaning up the house and running out to Eliyahu. So it's too much of a tircha. We don't want to cause any shalom bias issues. So Eliyahu is not going to come on Erev Shabbos. So the Gemara says he's not going to come on Erev Shabbos. But so the Gemara says also maybe Mashiach's not going to come on Erev Shabbos. But the Gemara says no, Mashiach is going to come on Erev Shabbos because what's going to happen when Mashiach comes is that all the guys are going to be our avodim. So he says, "I'm a first favorite. I'm going to base El Yola Yossi. The Malach Shabbos, Mashiach Yossi. The Kivin Dasa Mashiach. Kol Avadim, Hainly Yisrael. Everyone's going to be wishing and loving to be our Avadim. V'hu me apachad agodol shazeh ena mitzala yira melchevli kli azayin. The reason why they're going to come be our Avadim is because they're going to be terrified. It's going to be Hashem ki shem Hashem nikra. It's going to be everyone's going to be terrified of Hashem and they're going to run to the Yidden to be Avadim to them." So it's not because the Yira that the guy the Yidim are going to be so strong with their army. It's going to be that everyone's going to be Makar Hashem. There's many Melchamas that didn't have any Kli Zayin involved. Kamei Leonis and David, Yehidus and David of Galias, Lassel Yishavu Lecheskiya Shnitzku Beloi Kli Zayin. They won without any of these weapons. Shem Kain, if that's true, if David is able to win without any weapons, Vaday Melech Hamashiach Leistarchel Kli Zayin. There's no way that. That the Melech Mashiach is going to need these weapons. And then he brings a Rambam. He brings a Rambam that says, you know, basically the same thing that the Melech Mashiach is going to come, and the only really the only tzad that maybe there's going to be some weapons is by Melchemes Goy Gumavik. But once Mashiach is, that's only Betchilas Yemaisa Mashiach. But once Mashiach's here already, it's going to be. He says Hashem, like the pasuk in Yecheskel says, right? The pasuk in Yecheskel says that they're gonna that the goyim are gonna be killed with dever and dam and geshem and avnei al gavish and eish and gafris. This is all things from the binder, so not from Kli Zayin. And he says that the Kli Zayin that we get from Goy Gomaga, we're just gonna burn. So he says. So according to everybody, l'chayra, there's going to be no mochamas against Yisrael in. And you might say Mashiach. So then when Yisrael is never going to need weapons. So then, I'm just going to skip down to Vitzarech Leimer. It's the third word on the line, and there's a period right by Kli Zayin. It's about halfway down. So that's his kasha. His kasha is that, what's Pshat in Shmuel? The Ikedami says that, oh, we're going like Shmuel, it's fine, right? That Kli Zayin are considered tachshitim. Yemaisa Mashiach is going to be bottle. So Shmuel is not going to be bottle because ain bein lemazel Yemaisa Mashiach l'shiba galus bavad. So we're still going to need weapons. So for Ekta Moshe, we're still not going to need weapons just because we're going to be on top of the world. Everyone's going to be Makar Hashem. We're not going to need weapons. So he's asking, what's Pshat and Shmuel?
That whole question, the whole thing, like, no, Yemaisa Mashiach, whether we do or don't need weapons, why do we care now? Whether it's but like, how we can't say right now it's bottle, meaning it's therefore you're allowed to carry it. What's the question?
Right now it's tachshitin because right now you need it.
Right. So what's the question? Like, Mais Mashiach, we're not going to need it, and therefore now it's not considered bottle. What is it? We never say that.
I'm saying it right. You're right. I mean, that's and I think he's going to discuss that. He's going to
that lost love of Gemara says.
Right, that's not going to need it. Right, exactly.
Because the question is just that if it's because Gemara says that it's considered a tachshitin. So Gemara is wondering if it's considered a tachshitin, so then lost love of Gemara has to be. So that was Gemara's kasha. So that's really answered like you.
Right, and then that was Nikodama.
Right, lost love, we're not going to need it, so that's why then it's not going to be. But Shmuel answered, no, lost love, we still will need it. So for Gemara, it's not true. We see from over here, but I'm saying, right.
That terrace was given, really. So what's the Kedami's terrace? Huh?
Who said Lasa Lave won't be Tachshitin, the Maisa?
The first Tarsa was that Lasa Lave is not going to be Tachshitin because since there's going to be no need for
who
it.
Who said it's not? Who says it's not, right?
Well, the,
I'm saying that's not true. Shmuel says it will be. So well, how do we know it will or won't?
The Kash is that if it's Tachshitin, then why is Moshe Mashiach is it going to be Batal?
Who says it's
going to
be Batal?
It says, like, Yisrael
Goyo Goyo
Cherev.
The whole reason why it's called Tachshitin is because it's considered macho or considered that you're a strong warrior. If you're not going to need it then, therefore, I mean, that's what I'm saying. If you don't need it then it doesn't mean that now it's not considered what's
right, so that's true. So that's first Mar Stars.
Okay.
First Mar Stars is we're not going to need it then, so then, okay, so you don't have to, don't bother me from Emaisa Mashiach.
Right.
As well as that we need it, so now it's Tachshitin.
Okay.
But then the Gemara gives another Tarets, Yikud Amri. So what's the Ramayish said, what's the Yikud Amri? That Bezman Mashiach, we're going to need it. We're right, they're not going to need it.
Mm-hmm.
That's his kasha.
Okay.
So he says, Vitzarach Leimar. So what's the Pshat? The Pshat is the Kivan Sheba Umas Ha'ilam Ha'yu Mochamais. Since the Maisa with the Goyim, they're going to have Mechamas, the Goyim. Are Yisham Ayla LeGibor, Shebeshvil Zeh Havikli Zayin in Yinoi. Visit. Shenira Yideitah Shu Gibor. So Af Shebekan Beretz Yisrael Ain Tzayruch LeGiborim. Vini Toysef Nami Shevach LaHashem Yisbarach Asher Nosem Pachle Alkol Goyim Asher Ain Tzichum LeGiborim Ukli Zayin. We're not going to need it, and yeah, it'll be a big Shevach to Hashem that we're not going to need it. So then that's why that even though we're not going to need it in Eretz Yisrael, but since the rest of the Umas Ha'olam are going to need it, so it's going to be considered, you know,
still be considered macho.
So then, if there's no need at all, so then ain't zeh shum noy v'loy shum shevach l'makom b'shvil ha'avar. It's not going to be any shevach just because it used to be that we needed these. Why should we have like be try to beautify ourselves? But davar shirak yishik rishayim. Only when there's rishayim back when we was not ma'aseh mashiach. And listen to what he says here. Beautiful what he says. Mestaber Shemasha Amar Abaya. This is what Abaya said. Right? Abaya said this. Oh, it's like a candle during the light, right? Mm-hmm. So Pashas, he's just saying, oh, nice mashal I found for you. A candle during the light, the daytime. Why'd you need a candle during the daytime? So the Ramoshi, he learns Pshat like you're beautiful. Says no. Mistaber Shemasha Amar Abaya meet the Havashag B'tiru who Gamkin Al Asin. He's not just Tamzai like giving us a mashal. He's talking about Asin Avish. Shegam B'Laila Liyachoshech. We know in Mizman Mashiach there's not going to be nighttime. Dar alavana yikarachama, right? Dar alavana, we know is going to be as strong as arachama. Shalashargla yishum tzayich does not need any need for a candle. And listen to this. The ba'ilam azeh shahalayla hu chayshich. Rabbi Zman azeh, the nighttime is dark. Utzrichim lasharga, we need a light, a candle. Hare gam b'yoybu in yinoy. So then even during the day, it's an inyanayu. Kavir kilayim shabasuda chashuva, right? You have a chashuva basuda. Kippurim, usudas nesuim, malik and neiris, lakavid. Libris mila, mafirsh is the hajj of the flamid bar on there, babar, chayal mishta, sham, shapir shrashi, shu ar on there. Beyayim lachvayd bris. Chayin taisis dervas ar shakos mikan nagul halig nebemila. El atzar chlema, what's his kavana? Shakavanase la asid, shagam belaila, yea bar a gadol, la yea ar on there, inyanay. So Abaya is saying the same way that...
There won't be any need at all.
What?
Lost lover, there won't be any need at all.
For
weapons.
For weapons, so that's the thing. Mamash the same thing as a candle during the day. It's not just Thomas that he's giving an example. Oh, like a candle, you use a candle during the day? Yeah, some people use a candle. I mean, for Nai, what's Abaya's whole great mashal? It's not a good mashal at all, right? People use candles during the day. So he's saying, no, because Abaya is saying that Yemaisa Mashiach is not going to be nighttime. The only reason why today it's nice when you have candles, obviously, is because nighttime, there's a need for it. So therefore, you have candles.
Shmuel's going on the side that there won't be even mechama with umas ha'olam.
Right. Oh, Shmuel? No, yeah,
not Shmuel. I'm saying.
Right. The first. Yeah.
By stairs, so that'll be like a candle during
yeah.
the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Point to that.
So now let's skip this next part.
Wow,
let's skip this next part and go to the Imke. Imke Nimsa.
Where?
Oh, okay. Skipping the whole next part. Imke Nimsa comes out. Shabitvarim Shaleko Genai. Av Shalo Yezel Asid Hu Lerabon on Tachshit. Even though in the future it's not going to be attached according to the Rabbanon, Mashemara Amalis Ha'adam V'Almaisa V'Atayvim V'Adraba Shalot Edhu Oyd Yedzeh Tachshad Gam La'asid Avshalom Lezer Mashem
I missed that. What's he saying?
Let me see this. Things that are not a ganai. Even though loss of lovely, there's not going to be.
You don't need a loss of lovely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So afshel belezer, have to come back. Afshel belezer mashmashal yia tashel asim itam dalasi yakol briim v'lo yitzrochel raifim. So even according to belezer, that says that loss of lovely, he's talking about the radio. There's not going to be any people that are sick that are going to be doctors. V'mkein ein lezet zayrich. So you're not going to need a radio b'zman mashiach. So then why should it be? It's not going to be a tashel b'zman mashiach. Do kishaga b'tira. Ulerabanan. That's not enough. According to the Rabbanon, right? The fact that you're not going to need it is not a reason why it's not considered a noy. That's how he's learning the Rabbanon. But he's saying like this. Bizman Mashiach, there's machlekes whether it's going to be considered a noy or not. But Bizman Azeh, Shadayin Srichin Amal Raifim, Ulmis Askin Batsalas Lefashis. Have a dvarim lotzis levushim behem bechashivis tachshitim lekuliyama. Bein the rabbanon, bein the rabbelezer. So bezman hazeh, when we know we need doctors and it's a chashivis.
Maisi saying what Suli said. At the end of the day, we don't care about
the Maisi Mashiach. Bezman hazeh, everyone's going to be masking.
Everyone's masking that it's
considered a tashet. So mamish velchein machshe kesher katan shaloishim kedei sheyishmu b'chol makim shiyeh la'ez makim shetzarich leilach lahatzel mutar lotzis behem af b'shosh ein tzrichin lazeh. Even if you're not on call that Shabbos. Gam b'Shabbos m'shum shum chashivis beged. You want to show your chashivis. You want to show your anatzalah.
Not hutra.
It's a different see, there is nothing to do with hutra.
Right.
This is because it's not considered caring. It's not considered caring because it's a chashivis. You're a tzala member. Mm-hmm. So this Shabbos, you're off. But you still want to wear your radio because you want to show everybody you're not tzala. It's a chashiva thing.
But you can even turn it off. You don't have to be
so on or off. Well, I mean... Don't just on Shabbos.
Yeah,
So he says, So for sure, if you needed that Shabbos, then you're allowed to do it because of it's very hard to leave your house, to not leave your house the whole Shabbos. So it comes out that mamish, the only people that can carry radios on Shabbos is people like Shlomo. Only the people that want to show that it's that I'm on Atzalah. If you're trying to hide it, then you're embarrassed by it. So then it's not a noy for you.
What about people who are just carrying it so they can save a life? They're out. Unless you're trying to be a mocker, you're out.
Well, it's
so,
not to be a negative. If someone's mom is trying to hide it, then it's a problem.
Maybe. I don't know what he's not saying. But I want to say that what Shlomo, what Mamish, that's why they accepted him to the program. Because they saw that he, Mamish, knows Ramesha. He knows that I want to wear it. It's a chashivas for me. So then he'll never get into the shiloh, whether you're allowed to go out with it. I think. By the way, next week, just to keep everyone's interest, maybe, is that I like to talk about next week. If people, let's say, are pesheya, and they put themselves in a matzav where it's very likely that you're going to have to mechal Shabbos to say them. People that are crazy, right? They're going to put themselves in a makom sakonos nefashos. A guy on Friday, he's going to leave. He's going to go. I don't know. He's going to go into a place where. It's a good chash that if you're not Mechal Shabbos, he's going to be in a matzav of Sakonos Nefashos.
Nochmo,
yeah?
Who's putting himself?
Let's say a guy, you know a guy that's leaving town Friday, and there's a very good chance that he's going to be putting himself in a makam of Sakonos Nefashos.
Okay.
I'll tell you this, the Gemara, there's a halacha.
Bad weather and he's...
There's a halacha, just to give you a little akdama. There's a halacha that if you're traveling in the Midbar, this is where it comes from the Gemara. If you're traveling in the Midbar, you're not allowed to leave 3 days before Shabbos. Because, if the trip's going to take longer than 3 days, you're not allowed to leave 3 days before Shabbos because it's Vada, you're going to have to continue traveling. You're not going to camp out in the Midbar for the whole day. It's a very dangerous situation. So if you camp out in the Midbar, it's a Sakonos Nefashos. So are you allowed to leave Erev Shabbos, when you know that you're going to be in a makom of Sakonos Nefashos and you're going to have to be Daicha Shabbos. Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to put yourself in a situation where there's a very high likelihood...
Whether it's a bother or not? That's, I think there's a thing, that's why probably from the same reason why you shouldn't be traveling on Friday.
Well, right. Well, I mean, I don't know if it's a kosher. I mean, you shouldn't be traveling Friday, but
Reb said you could be.
There's another halacha that you're not supposed to. What?
Right, but that's a different halacha.
Yeah, they're just not supposed to traveling too close to Shabbos, just because you know you might not get there, and you know.
Right.
But for sakanas the kosher,
you can never put yourself in mind sakanas
the kosher. What's the? Oh, that's another. Sir Moshe handles that also. You know, he handles that whole. He handles that whole idea. He handles that mamash that thing. But the mechaber, I'm saying there's a halacha. Mechaber says. It's usher to go out to travel into the midbar 3 days before Shabbos because you have to continue going on Shabbos because if you'd stop, it would be Sakan Savash.
Right.
So you're saying it's usher. You're putting yourself in the matzah, you're going to have to be there for Shabbos because Sakan Savash.
Right, right, right.
But you're putting yourself in that matzah.
Right. The question is whether or not you're allowed to put yourself in the matzah?
Let's say, here, let me give you another shot. Let's say, let me give you a different shot. Let's say a Yid decides he's going to commit suicide on Shabbos. So he goes up to the Sirius Tower, and he's going to jump. And you're an Atzala. And the only way to get there is if you're Michal Shabbos. Can you save him? That guy's. I mean, that guy's putting himself in a Makom Sakanas Nefashos. He's.
So you ready for this? This is no longer recording.
I'll stop it. Okay, so we'll talk about these shows.